All right, all eyes on the injury front are on Justin Herbert right now, the quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. He has a right, what many believe is a right high ankle sprain. Not good. Not good. Not good.
You never hear about the low ankle sprain.
No, because I think we just call that an ankle sprain, yeah. Right? Is all we're going with there?
Is it middle that we normally sprain?
Sure. Yeah. All right, high ankle sprain for Justin Herbert. He was back at practice today. And all signs do point to him playing football this year, or this week, against the Carolina Panthers. Now, do they need him? I think that might be TBD, because it is the Carolina Panthers. But Herbert was seen at practice today, very heavily taped ankle. I mean, he was not moving well, and it looks like he damn near has like a cast taped around that right
ankle.
Well, I mean,
Kirk Cousins is playing with one leg, so I mean, Justin Herbert can play with a taped one.
Yeah, so is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
they're doing all right. But Herbert was back at practice, and you know this stat? Do you know the only quarterback in the NFL to be making $50 million this year that is 2-0?
Justin Herbert?
It's Justin Herbert. Mm. Justin Herbert.
Who's thrown for 220 yards in two games?
And I think I also saw that the remaining $50 million quarterbacks on this season are a combined 5 and 11.
Yeah. Mm. Dak Prescott's making $81 million. Jared Goff's making $80 million. Jordan Love, $79 million. Joe Burrow, $65 million. Kirk Cousins, $62 million. Those are your quarterbacks that are over the $50 million mark.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's more than tough.
Interesting here. Which of those quarterbacks has performed worse than Herbert?
Well, he's 2-0. Kirk Cousins.
Has he performed worse?
Yeah. Who does Justin Herbert like? Okay, are you just looking at yards?
No, I'm looking at what he's done.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we judge guys by, right?
Yeah, 2-0.
So now wins are quarterback stats again.
No, I mean, he's doing what his team needs to do to win football games with a receiving core that includes Ladd McConkey and who else?
Oh, no, I get it. I mean, I get it. But, like, hasn't the entirety of this team been basically about, look at this team go bang, bang, bang and run ball?
I love guys who like football.
Yeah.
I mean, the Harbaugh identity is just
so what,
oozing through it.
What would you like them? Like, hold on. What would you like them to do throwing the football?
What do you mean?
What is Justin Herbert not doing right now?
I don't think
besides throwing for yards.
I don't think there's anything he's not doing. I think he's doing the traditional, like, I'm saying, like, as far as like those guys that are making all of the money, like, how many of those guys are being like, what's being asked of them as opposed to what's being asked of Justin Herbert right now.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, basically, his job right now is don't turn over a ball, find 2-3 explosive plays a game.
Yep. There is a...
which I think that's Harbaugh in a nutshell.
We went through their interior offensive line, too.
Yeah, it's completely
Did you see the throw that Herbert made?
Oh, the falling sidearm?
Sidearm falling because the entire pocket just collapsed before he even finished his drop.
Is that what inspired Will Levis?
Probably.
Goodness gracious.
No. That throw was incredible. Again, I'm not saying this to like denigrate Herbert. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying.
What do you want him to do?
No. I'm talking about like when you talk about the amount of money spent on these quarterbacks. It's interesting. Herbert is making that money. He's being asked to do the least out of all of them.
Huh. Yeah.
Are you asking him to drop back and throw 35 times a game? Are you asking him to push the ball down the field a million times? Are you asking him to take a lot of chances?
No,
are you
you're asking him to make sure your offense is right pre-snap.
And you're asking him to stay on time.
Yeah, and on schedule. Yeah. And that's what they're doing. They're not scoring a whole bunch of points.
No, it's
reminding him that they don't have their leading rusher from last year or Keenan Allen or Mike Williams.
You know, here's the thing about that. I was talking to somebody.
J.K. Dobbins has been awesome.
Who covers the NFL,
been, which
the
is
other night.
A shocker.
And
not a shocker, but.
He goes, you know what's crazy is we talked about how many weapons, quote unquote, that the Chargers had with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Ekeler. They have combined for like 200 total yards between the three of them in the first 2 weeks.
Well, and like Dusty said, like, J.K. Dobbins, he was basically a reclamation project.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, his knees are being held together with dental floss and duct tape.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
it is what it is. But like
J.K. MacGyver.
We start looking at like what the weapons that they had. And it's like, turns out Keenan Allen might be cooked.
Yeah.
Like you're watching him in Chicago. It's rough. Mike Williams, he's barely touched the ball, and Austin Eckler decided to make his pads four sizes bigger. Have you seen the pads he's wearing?
He's going old school, man.
Those things are up to his ear holes.
The game's changing.
What the hell?
I wouldn't throw the ball to Quentin Johnson either. So, J.K. Dobbins, by the way, has, what is it, 8 yards less than Justin Herbert on the season? Justin Herbert's thrown for 274. J.K. Dobbins is rushed for 266.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's very look, yeah. and this isn't like stray shots at Herbert. This is Jim Harbaugh. He's looking at Justin Herbert, going, "You're my J.J. McCarthy."
Yeah, but and that is to where I go. He's completing 67% of his passes, so when he does, he is efficient with it.
How many attempts does he have on the season?
They're 2-0, 46. He's 31 of 46.
So 23 attempts a game.
Yeah,
that's. I think for when you're talking about a $50 million quarterback plus, you're probably asking for more than that, right?
Okay.
I'm not taking away.
Hold on. What do you again?
Justin Herbert isn't calling the plays.
Who do you want him to throw the ball to, Danny?
I know that, but we're talking about the price of the quarterbacks. If you're investing that much money into a quarterback, typically, don't you expect them to have more on their plate?
Okay. Yes. You don't know what he has on his plate though, because he's a quarterback in the NFL, which is he has a lot on his plate, and they are 2-0, and they don't have a receiving core that is good. Where would you rank that receiving core in the entire NFL? Okay, so you have a team that has built a roster that is not conducive to throwing the football, and so they're not throwing the football, and there's the Harbaugh imprint, as you're saying, is 100% there, and I don't know where. I'm not quite sure what else you want from Justin Herbert. Do you want them to throw the ball more then?
No, here's
not conducive to winning football games for them right now.
The only quarterback who are making that much money,
yeah,
who have thrown for less attempts are Josh Allen and Derek, or I guess Jordan Love now, but he missed the game. But it's Josh Allen and Derek Carr. And Carr hasn't done it because they've been beating the brakes out of people, and Josh Allen is running the ball 10 times a game.
Those three quarterbacks are all winning football games,
yeah,
too.
Like, again, that's what I'm saying. As far as what you're asking of a quarterback, typically who makes that much money, is so much more is on their arm, regardless of weapons.
And I see, guys that like football, they like me back.
I think that this is one of the issues that we have, though, like on the outside looking in is, okay, because a guy gets paid that much money, you want him to throw 30 times a game. Would you rather him throw 30 times a game just because he's getting paid that much money, a la Deshaun Watson, or run the football more and play a style that's more conducive to winning when you know the fault of your roster is at the wide receiver position and the strength of your roster is with two tackles that are dominant? And as bad as the interior offensive line has been in pass protection,
they
have been absolutely god-awful in pass protection, the two guards and center, they are really good at run blocking. Mm-hmm. So I think on the outside, we're like, this guy's making all this money. Well, why would you throw the ball then?
No, I'm not arguing against it. I find it interesting, and this kind of goes back to what I mentioned a couple days ago. If what the trends that we're seeing are real in football right now, and that defenses are actually viable, like you can build around a defense,
but
you can Ravens this again. Does Jim Harbaugh want to have a $50 million quarterback?
Yeah, well, yes, he does, because
he knew what he signed up for.
When their receiver room looks different, they will throw the ball more. I mean, they will.
That's what I'm interested in, is how different does Harbaugh look? That it is, is it Michigan Harbaugh? Because even if you go back to 49ers Harbaugh, they weren't ripping that thing all over the field.
No, but they didn't. They did throw the ball more than they do now.
Sure.
But yeah, you do want, like, you want a Justin Herbert at quarterback, and you pay that freight for Justin Herbert at quarterback. I mean, that's,
I mean, he clearly loves it. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's kind of disgusting in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it is this Herbert early season. It's really, it is interesting that they're not throwing the ball much, but they're just grinding teams to death. And
yes,
when he is throwing 100%. The ball, he's been really efficient and really
good. And making the plays when he needs to make the play. Again, I'm not taking away from Herbert at all. There's something on the text line that says my disdain for Oregon. I've said a million times, I think Herbert's a great quarterback. I have nothing against Herbert because he went to Oregon. I've got it wrong when he was drafted.
I've
said that a million times. I'm entirely looking at what the expectation is for a quarterback that gets paid that much money. I just find it interesting through 2 weeks how things have kind of scaled and how different, regardless of the receiver room, just how different that looks. When you pay a guy $50 million plus dollars and he throws for 130 yards, that makes me scratch my head a little bit. Even if you come out with a win. It looks like a bit of a strange investment. And it's the same way when I mentioned in the three up, three down, the idea of wide receiver contracts. I'm wondering if we're getting to a world where if the bell curve is sliding back and defense is more valuable again, how different some of this stuff starts to look.
I think it is even more pronounced, though, when you do have a quarterback, and that's why the quarterback value will never go down.
Oh, yeah,
the receiver contract value will go down, but the value of the quarterback
to get you in
and out of plays and to make sure that your run game does operate at such a high efficiency mark, because you have to when you run the ball with that much volume. Mm-hmm. A lot of that lies with the quarterback. It lies with your quarterback and your center on your offensive line, making sure everything is in the right place. And that is
no further than Oregon.
Well, I think that is the value where Justin Herbert is going to continue to get paid. And I think when you look at Herbert over the years, though, I mean, it's not like he hasn't earned that money from.
Oh, like, no, 100%. Because
I think if you were to ask a Chargers fan, would you rather be 2-0 with Justin Herbert not throwing the ball that much, or losing games and having Justin Herbert throw for 5,000 yards,
which they had for his first 4 years,
and 38 touchdowns? Right. Like that, like that is, they would say, yeah, we'll take the winning and running the football, because it's not like people don't think Justin Herbert can throw the football.
No, God, no. I think that's
the confusing part about.
I think it's an interesting conversation when you start going down that path. I think everyone goes, oh, no, give me the wins. But when you start looking at it and you start breaking it down, this is where you start to have those those kind of divergent points of, okay, what is X actually worth? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think as the game goes back to more defense and the scoring starts coming down, I think number one, it's good for the game. Number two, I think it allows for more outcomes like this, where your quarterback, even if he is well paid, you're paying him not because you want him to have a million yards. You're paying him because in the moments that you need him to be big, he is. And it becomes less about throwing for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns and more about the maximization of outputs. And I think that looks a little bit different.
Sure. Yeah.